Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. My friend asked me where I see myself in the future. I said, how would I know? I don't have 20/20 vision.
Oh, double meaning. It's good.
Yes, sir.
Good joke. Now we're going to jump right into this week's big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is divination. Divination is spelled D-I-V-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. And divination is the practice of seeking knowledge of the future or the unknown by supernatural means. Dayton, what does this mean to you?
Well, you can, like, tell the future, so you can see into the future.
Into the future, see.
Yes,
the future.
Sir, you can see into the future.
Okay. Yes. That's okay. So.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yes.
Now it's time for this week's climate change activists, which will actually be the last one of the year. So, and actually next year. So.
Oh, no.
We're doing something new for January, but we don't know what it is yet, neither do you, so.
It'll be a surprise.
Okay, Dayton. What is this week's climate change activist?
Aldo Leopold. But the sponsor is Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. Aldo Leopold was an American author, philosopher, scientist, ecologist, forester, conservationist and environmentalist. He was a professor at the University of Wisconsin and is best known for his book, A Sand County Almanac, which has sold more than 2 million copies. Considered by many to be the father of wildlife ecology in the United States wilderness system. So, he did a lot of stuff, and he's the father of ecology. So, he's cool.
So, he's cool. It makes him cool. All right. If you would like to send us in a climate change activist, you can contact us at braversusbro@outlook.com. Or actually, a suggestion for what next year's will be. So, yeah. And we might take your suggestion, and you could win a cool prize like...
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Cars.
Never seen before.
Big posters that say, bruh versus bro.
That is cool. And yes. They're very big. Yeah.
Yes.
We can see them. They're very big. Okay. Now it's time for this week's New Year's. We're only doing it for this week. What our New Year's resolutions are. Okay. So, Dayton, what is your New Year's resolution?
Go 1 week without eating a fried food.
1 week.
Yes, sir. None after that. Just a week.
Just a week?
Then I get my french fries. Oh, yeah.
Just the french fries?
Yep. Just the french fries.
Okay. My New Year's resolution is to donate to the needy, because, like, if you have stuff that you don't need, other people could use it, and you could give it to them. So, that's my New Year's resolution. If you'd like to send us in your New Year's resolution, again, you can contact us at braversusbro@outlook.com. Okay, now it's time for this week's book recommendation, which Dayton has for us.
This week's book recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Paul Owen Lewis has created the book, P-Bear's New Year's Party. A dapper polar bear who has an elegant New Year's party and invites all of his animal friends. One whale, two horses, three cows, and so forth. Until midnight, as each party animal arrives, children learn to count and tell time. Teachers rate this as one of the best counting books available.
Just trying to count?
Yep. I haven't learned that yet, sadly.
Get this book, so, yeah.
Yeah. P-Bear's New Year's Party.
Okay. Now it's time for us to jump right into this week's New Year's Fact. So, this week's New Year's Fact is brought to you by The Hair Cafe, where if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's New Year's Fact is the ball in Times Square descends 141 feet in 60 seconds and is worth over $1 million.
That's a lot of dollars.
All right. Okay. As we get into the end of this week's podcast, we're in the middle of Kwanzaa right now. In case you're wondering, Kwanzaa is an African American celebration of life from the 26th of December to January 1st, and each day has a designated word for, like, that is represented by a candle that you light each day. And it goes from December 26th to 1st January, and Dr. Maluana Karinda introduced the festival in 1966 to the United States as a ritual to welcome the first harvest to the home. Dr. Karinda created this festival for Afro-Americans as a response to the commercialism of Christmas. So that's your information for Kwanzaa. Now we're going to give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer/director, BL Self. And this week, our song was Night and Day by I'll Be Sure.
Our T-Mom/Kitty, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what would we do without a therapy dog?
Nothing.
And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. See you next year.
This is Bruh vs. Bro.